Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the Fun Astrology Day After the Eclipse episode for Tuesday, March 26th. Thomas Miller, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk in a minute about the eclipse and then especially the energy today of what I'm going to be calling now for the next 2 weeks until April 8th, the Great Squeeze. I am going to try to put at least a keyword of the day. You know, we were doing that from a program that I had, and I'm not going to reference that program because I want to just pick the ones that come to mind here. But the Great Squeeze will be our theme today because in the bundle, the middle planets in the bundle are starting to get really, really tight. Of course, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, this bundle that we've been discussing is one of Mark Edmund Jones, a brilliant astrologer and writer, screenwriter of years gone by, who also wrote the very famous book on horary astrology that Robert Glasscock bases his practice on. Well, the other really big contribution, Sabian symbols, too. This guy was amazing. He did Sabian symbols as horary and then these chart patterns. And one of his, 7 chart patterns or 8, is called the bundle. And the bundle is basically when all the planets are within 4 signs, but typically within 120 degrees of each other. We're excluding things like the moon and the south node, the vertex point, the part of fortune, things like that. But at least as far as everything else, now is compressed down to 109 degrees, I believe it is. And basically from Pluto at 1 degree Aquarius all the way over to Uranus at 20 degrees Taurus. That in itself is a wide spread because there's nothing from Pluto at 1 degree Aquarius all the way until we enter Pisces, which is where Mars is. So there's a 30 degree big gap between Aquarius and Pisces. And then everything else is just so stacked up because you have 4 planets now in Pisces: Mars, Saturn, Venus, Neptune. Then you have 4 in Aries: the Sun, the North Node, Chiron, and Mercury. And they just keep squeezing closer and closer together between now and the solar eclipse on April 8th. So I'm just wondering, after the eclipse hit yesterday, how was the energy for you? Was it a little spiky? Were you feeling just an edge or a tension, perhaps? And not triggered by anything, just what was there, what was in the space, what was present? Well, one of the things that I have my eye closest on now is actually probably visible in the morning sky. I haven't been up there to check it out to see. I've got a great view of the morning sky. But Mars is at 2 degrees Pisces, then Saturn at 12, then Venus at 18. So just before the sun rises, if it doesn't wash out, you at least should be able to see Mars being brighter, but maybe also even Saturn. Venus may be right on the horizon, but it probably is getting washed out. And I'm sorry, I haven't stepped out to take a look at that in the morning sky, but they are right there before the sun comes up. The oracle planet right now, the one just before the sun, is Neptune at 27 degrees Pisces. That means that everything about Neptune is setting an overtone or an accompanying tone to the chart right now. But the big, big thing is you have the 2 malefics in the watery, ethereal, dreamy sign of Pisces, Mars and Saturn. And Mars is getting closer to Saturn. And I know I've been on the bubble on this Sedona trip, and I'm going to be taking a look at several charts. I haven't had time to before I had to come in and record here, but hopefully later today and in toward tomorrow. So by the next time that we talk, I'm hoping to kind of finalize this because I'm really seriously looking at this Mars approaching Saturn. And there's a particular aspect there also with my secondary progressed moon that I'm concerned about being on the road right now. And it's also in a line of the 3rd, 9th axis relative to that. So I'm just going to be very, very careful and cautious. But I've got my eye on this Mars approaching Saturn. as something that we really need to be aware of and realize the energy that's going to be ensuing from that. It could be anything from injuries, Mars, aggression, Mars, anger, Mars. It could also be a great time to, again, I've said, move spiritual projects forward. So these are the energies that we have to balance there, but it is a very big, significant thing over the next 2 weeks. The Yod that was there yesterday will be with us all the way through this weekend. It basically dissolves completely on all sides by early next week. The last piece of sky business for today is the moon. The moon's last aspect before going void, of course, is at 7:08 p.m. tonight Eastern, where it is opposite Mercury. So we've been saying that this whole Libran lunar transit has had some tension around it, especially and particularly around communication. So just be careful there. As of, say, 7 p.m. tonight, all the way until 5 in the morning tomorrow, the moon will be void, of course. Have a nice nap. These times are all Eastern. And then when you get up in the morning, the moon will be in Scorpio. So as far as the overall energy for today, we'll just call it the big squeeze. And think about when you're in a squeezed situation, how do you feel? There's the spiky energy. You want out. You want your space. You don't want to be squeezed, whether it's somebody putting, you know, getting too close, or you're wedged in a tight subway car, or whatever it is. Think of being squeezed. And that's the energy that's bleeding through this chart right now. But every day we'll try to pick apart and just isolate on something in the chart that will give us a little bit to lock onto. The other nice thing about this little space in between the eclipses is it will give us some time to play some excerpts from Steve Forrest's Book of the Moon, which is also out, and I hope you'll consider picking that up as well. It is well worth adding to your astrological knowledge. All right, that'll fix us up for today. We'll be back tomorrow for hump day already. Just, wow, it moves so fast, even when you don't have a whole lot to talk about. So we'll do Book of the Moon either tomorrow or Thursday, one of the two, all right, for the first time. Have a great day. Sending you loads of love. Bye-bye.